Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A large turnout is expected at the public memorial today for Master Sergeant Nicole Amore in White Bear Lake. 39-year-old Amore was one of six U.S. soldiers killed in an Iranian drone attack on March 1st in Kuwait. She leaves behind a husband and two children. Master Sergeant Amore will be laid to rest this afternoon during a family ceremony at Fort Snelling National Cemetery. The snow is almost gone from our last storm, and road construction projects will start again. DFL Senator Ann Johnson Stewart, who is a civil engineer and on the Transportation Committee, explains why Minnesota weather is so tough on our roads.
That constant changing of, you know, when pavement gets hot, it gets bigger, just like a lot of things. When pavement gets cold, it gets smaller. So that constant kind of expanding and contracting, that's what causes pavements to wear out. And in Minnesota, we have a lot of that.
Senator Johnson Stewart says she will be introducing her Fix It First bill that will make it a priority to repair existing roads before starting any new construction projects. Legislation passed by the Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee would make impersonating a peace officer a felony in Minnesota. Senator John Hoffman of Champlin says he and his wife were nearly killed and his daughter had a gun pointed in her face.
By an individual who looked like a police officer, had a vehicle that looked like a police vehicle, yelled, "This is police," had his license plate that said police on it, was wearing everything that you would think a police officer is. But you know what, Mr. Chair, he was not a police officer.
Hoffman says the current penalty for impersonating an officer in Minnesota is only a simple misdemeanor. He thanked God for the real police officers and EMTs who saved their lives. In other headlines, Congresswoman Betty McCollum doesn't want to give the Trump administration an additional $200 billion for the war in Iran. The Minnesota Democrat is ranking member on the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee.
I'm very skeptical about flat out supporting it. I'll tell you why. We still haven't gotten a full spend plan on how the Pentagon is planning on spending the money that they have, billions of dollars, in the big, beautiful bill, as they called it.
McCollum says President Trump never consulted Congress before starting the unplanned war, and it has already costed a lot. Trump says the $200 billion they're requesting isn't just for the war in Iran. The pain continues at the gas pump in Minnesota as the war in Iran rolls on. AAA reports the price for a gallon of unleaded is $3.44 today. 1 month ago, drivers in Minnesota were paying an average of $2.67 per gallon. This is MNN.